A new nonprofit organization wants to make the music scene as accessible and barrier-free as possible. Holy Amused is a Guelph-based nonprofit that aims to create accessible music education and development. It was founded by Jim Duffield, owner of Royal City Studios, which shut its doors for good in October. What we're trying to do now is, for Holy Amused to pick up where Royal City Studios left off, in creating a supportive and barrier-free music community, he said. Duffield created Holy Amused to make music more accessible to people who would otherwise struggle to take part. There are a lot of barriers that people encounter when trying to access music, he said. That could include financial, physical, and emotional barriers. For example, he said some people might not be able to physically play an instrument the way it was designed, and they could potentially help navigate that. Or maybe they're older and don't have the ability to do the things they wanted to do, so they need assistance there, he said. When he was running Royal City Studios, he found a lot of people wanted to take advantage of the services offered there, but needed financial support, or transportation, or even just encouragement to do so. At many of the open events held at the studios, he said people would often show up to see what was going on, but wanted to participate. And through that community, we had at Royal City Studios, were able to break through their hesitations, and help them to perform with or in front of people. Bands were formed, singers, went, from not being able to sing in front of anybody to leading a band and performing in front of others. So I've seen this happening in a lot of different ways, he said. I've also seen a lot of people that do have strong needs that were hindering them from getting the access they needed. So, I just realized that we had to try and do more to make a difference in their lives. It kind of ties into what equity really is, inclusion in its truest sense, said Elizabeth Zink-Hickey, executive director of Holy Amused. She said the nonprofit is looking to collaborate with other organizations to find out exactly what people in the community need to make music accessible, and to help make it happen. For example, Duffield said they might collaborate with a location that could provide a spot for an accessible and welcoming open mic. Right now they're actively looking for organizations and locations to partner with to make that happen on a weekly basis. Beyond that, their work will primarily be done through programs, like the youth songwriting program they're working on, and events. Their first official fundraising event is happening Friday at 10 Cardin, to raise awareness about the organization as well as funds for future programs. Dubbed, For Your Amusement, the evening will feature live music, handcrafted coffee beverages and endless fun. The nonprofit was founded last fall, but Duffield said they've had some struggles getting started along the way. I think now we're in a really good place, he said. We've got 6 board members, and really good representation on the board for different aspects of what we're trying to do. Their assistant to the board, Zoe Durno, is playing with her band at the fundraiser on Friday. In fact, most of the people involved with Holy Amused are musicians, who know firsthand how important and transformative having a supportive and caring community can be. I can speak firsthand on that as a parent, Zink-Hickey said. Her son started going to Royal City Studios wanting to sing. The people there supported that, and singing karaoke style over the last year or more has evolved into writing, recording, singing, guitar on stage, she said. Something like that doesn't happen in a vacuum, it happens because there's people on the inside who get it, who really care, and are driven to see my son, or anybody, shining on stage. I've seen whatever individuals are doing, at whatever level that they're at, that they feel good, feel special. They feel successful up on stage, she said. Duffield said the key is having people that care about each other being part of this journey. So that if someone does get up and have an unfortunate experience on the stage, they still come away from it feeling valued and supported, because of the community around them appreciating them going up there, he said. Those are the things that really help to make someone feel comfortable, even though they know they're not where they want to be. It means that they can feel at home, even though they want more. He said it also helps to build resilience, learning that it's possible to not have the best time on stage but still have a supportive community around you, welcoming you on stage the next time just the same. It really changes people's perspectives on themselves and the world around them.